Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Heather in the news.
Well, the Detroit police community is mourning after officers shot and killed one of their own who actually opened fire on officers during this mental health crisis he was suffering from. It's a really tragic story. Police responded to a 911 call from this off-duty officer. And when they got there, he started shooting and injured two officers. Detroit Police Chief James White said that when the officers arrived, obviously they heard gunfire. They say the off-duty officer was threatening suicide and was asking for suicide by a cop. He was obviously experiencing a mental health crisis. White said that the officer who was made the phone call, this off-duty officer, was a 45-year-old man who had been with the Detroit Police Department for 13 years. The other officers involved were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The officer who ultimately was killed was part of their special response team. Just a very, very tragic story all around. If you haven't heard, two men have now been charged in the murder of that Rochester Hills man who was killed when he opened his door to two people who were impersonating DTE workers, said that there was a gas leak at the house. Thankfully, both suspects have been found. They've been charged. I know at least the first suspect who was caught in Louisiana was charged with felony murder, as well as two counts of unlawful imprisonment. He's facing up to life in prison. I'm guessing the other man is probably going to face the same charges as well. They haven't released information on the second guy who was just caught on Monday after a traffic stop in Plymouth. They haven't released his name or his charges yet, but I'm guessing it will be similar to the first guy as well. So thankfully, they got both of those.
Yep.
Delta, you might not have heard this. They're going to be unveiling all new interiors in their airplane. So the new cabin interior, which is going to feature a new modern look. There's going to be new seats, better lighting. They also say there's going to be upgraded color, memory foam, just a whole new redesign will debut this fall. So very, very soon. And then they're going to unveil it, unroll it, in the years to come on all of their airplanes. They say the goal is to make Delta customers feel at home during their travels. So something to look forward to on your next Delta flight. Walgreens, they're going to be closing about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. Not really that shocking. I mean, we've kind of watched
Rite Aid. Yeah.
I don't know. They went out of business. So all right, they're still in business, but right? Rite Aid is still in business.
There's not many of them.
Not many around us. They didn't say where the store closings are going to take place, but they did say about 500 store closures will come in the current fiscal year. So starting right away. On Sunday, Jason Kelce, he was celebrating with Eagles fans prior to the team's 20-16 win over the Cleveland Browns. And while he was actually standing on the roof of an RV, a cameraman who was filming the whole thing crashed through the RV's roof, right? So the cameraman was like crouching down, trying to get closer to get a cool shot when all of a sudden his right leg fell through the roof. All of his camera gear went tumbling down to the ground. And you can see in the footage, Kelce leans forward to try to help the guy, but then all of a sudden it cuts out. So you don't know exactly what happened to the cameraman. Like, did he just completely crash through the roof? Was he injured? No word yet, but he definitely took a big spill.
That's wild.
Yeah. Were you guys Game of Thrones fans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've never watched a whole episode. I know.
It's usually not the genre I would watch, but I did get into it, and it was fun. Lisa watched all of it.
I know everyone did. My husband watched all of it. I just never got into it. Anyway, an auction of Game of Thrones memorabilia over the weekend brought in more than $21 million, including nearly $1.5 million for the Iron Throne. Wow. However, it wasn't actually the Iron Throne from the show. It was like a replica of the Iron Throne, and somebody paid $1.5 million
for it. For a copy?
Yes.
Huh.
All right.
Also, one of Jon Snow's long claw swords sold for $400,000.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
I don't know what badass. It is, but it sounds cool.
You should watch it. You really should.
I just felt like I never got into it when it was on, and I missed out, and I'm probably never going to go back and watch it.
I was late to the party, but I got in just in time for the final season, which wasn't
that great.
But I heard
the finale was...
But it's the journey, Heather.
Okay.
It's the journey.
Yeah.
That's Heather with the news.
It's a long journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.